It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're taking your calls at 4:30 on the NBA Draft Lottery. But I would like to talk about the Draft Lottery first, both generically and about the Wizards. And those two things are obviously related. I'm seeing all of this through a Wizards lens. I'm a local talk show host in D.C., and I have been very impressed with what the Wizards front office has done since they have taken over, the current iteration of them. And I think that if you were going to set up something in the way that the league is currently set up, to have the gut punch that was last night is not fair to them. And frankly, like, forget them for a second. It's not fair to all of you. It's not fair to fans who have had to sit through the absolute nonsense that has been Wizards basketball since basically 1979. So it is very frustrating to sit here today on a day where not only do the Wizards drop down from having the second worst record in the league, where they could have had the worst record had they really botched the final possession of the regular season. Instead, Bub Carrington hits a game winner, and I was like, maybe this is how you get your hopes up. This right here, this feels like the basketball gods interjecting some goodness. Nope, just another kick to the not great. But the Dallas freaking Mavericks, a team that just botched a generational superstar in a way that was insulting to everything that could ever exist about this league and the game and the sport, they get it? And the Spurs pick second, and all they've ever done when they've been in the lottery is get David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Victor Wembanyama, and they got Wembanyama 2 years ago and Stephon Castle last year, wound up winning Rookie of the Year. And the Sixers are bad once. They've still got Embiid, and they got Tyrese Maxey, and they get to be third. And then of all the teams that have been bad, the Hornets have been a model of ineptitude forever. They're more inept than the Wizards, historically speaking. And they're the team that at least gets to the top four of the three teams that had the top odds, Wizards, Jazz, and Hornets. Gross. Gross. When we talk about the NBA Draft Lottery, I think there are two separate conversations that are obviously intertwined. And in a weird way, I think they're kind of backwards in importance. Because typically, I'm a substance person. I am let's talk about what's the real point here. We can worry about optics later. I care about the substance of how things are run, the decisions that are made. What are you actually trying to do? Not necessarily. I'm willing to look past some of the initial optics of things. But eventually, you can't ignore optics. And so when we talk about the style or the substance of what is it that the NBA Draft Lottery is trying to accomplish? Is it trying to de-incentivize tanking? Is it trying to accomplish some element of fairness, some element of competitive parity, where you're giving certain teams chances to be good, but also, again, you're trying to make sure that they don't try too bad, too hard to be bad. That way you don't wind up with the worst team always getting the worst pick in a race to the bottom. Like, what are you trying to actually accomplish with that? That has become secondary to the fact that on the style side of the style and substance, there are way too many people that think the NBA is rigged. And I think the league has to look itself in the mirror today and say, our biggest problem is not tanking. It's that people think our league is rigged. And that is the worst thing you can have as a sports league. Because if people think the competition isn't on the level, they won't watch. Now, to be clear, I think this is all on the level. It's heinously unlikely that what has happened has happened over the last couple of years. We're talking about fractions of percentages here because the ninth best team, I believe it was, in the Hawks last year, the 10th best team, had like a 3% chance. This year, the Mavs have a 1.8% chance. You multiply those two numbers together, I think is how that math works, and that's the chance that that happens over the course of 2 years. Add in the fact the Mavs had to, you know, do exactly what they did in the regular season, then had to lose the play-in game to Memphis, and they had to win a coin flip. Like, it's just tremendously unlikely, but it is what it is. Like, there are people in that room that are, one, maybe committing felonies in terms of the fraud. And I realize that the firm Ernst & Young has actually been sued for fraud before, but that's what happens when you're a gigantic firm. Every firm has been sued on that level, or a lot of them have been sued on that level. But you'd have a firm like an accounting firm committing fraud. You'd have all of the team representatives, including the 13 that lose, have to be in on it because they're in the room where it happens. And you have media that rotates through every single year that's not, again, in the room where they show the cards on TV, what we see, that is in the actual ping pong balls room. And you'd have to, the only way that's feasible to remotely try to do something on that circumstances is if somehow the lottery balls were weighted. And I'm sure that there are safeguards in place that prevent that. But even then, you can't guarantee anything. This is just happening. But we, for whatever reason, we as human beings want to ascribe reason to everything, even things that are games of chance. There's a reason why everything happens, and whether that is you're someone who just kind of believes there's a reason for everything, or that's your religion, or it's just the human condition, like whatever the reasoning is, we try to ascribe meaning to everything. There's no meaning to this. It's dumb ping pong balls that keep falling in the dumbest possible way. I can know that. Doesn't matter if everyone else thinks it's rigged. Doesn't matter. The NBA has an image problem in this way, and they need to fix it. And whether that is unweighting the lottery, whether that is getting rid of the lottery altogether, I certainly have some ideas, but it can't go on like this. And I think that does get into the substance argument, because I've heard both sides of this over the last couple of hours as I've listened to a couple different podcasts and read a couple different columns, and there is the same point that is made and then two different conclusions that are drawn from it. The point is, since they flattened the lottery odds 7 years ago, the team with the worst record has never won the lottery, and thus this is a failure. And then there's other people that say that happening actually means it's success because you've de-incentivized tanking. The problem is you haven't de-incentivized tanking. Utah got fined $100,000 in the middle of the season because they were tanking so hard. You have teams that could either maybe make a playoff push or shut some stars down towards the end of the season, and they'd rather shut the stars down. And I think most notably on the evidence, if you're the Mavs and you just had the best thing happen to you that you could possibly imagine, winning the lottery at a 1.8% odd, and you only had that 1.8% because you lost in the play-in tournament, what do you think is better? The Mavs winning the play-in tournament or winning the lottery? You've just said, hey, this is possible. And so you have to decide, like, what are we actually trying to accomplish here? And I think what the things you're balancing are giving bad teams hope, and bad teams are going to bad team. They're going to screw it up. Charlotte, Utah, the Wizards for much of their history. There's so many teams that if it just had bad executives in charge or bad ownership or whatever the different reasons are that they have screwed stuff up or just gotten unlucky. So you can't guarantee parity. And I also think there's a good point to be made that parity in the NBA is somewhat overrated. This league is at its highest when there are two Goliaths colliding. Lakers, Celtics, Cavs, Warriors, Bulls, Jazz. Pick your Lakers, whoever, you know, Spurs. Pick your rivalries of the last 30, 40 years of the NBA since it's been at its peak, going back to Lakers, Celtics in the 80s. So there might even have a parity being overrated in the first place. And so ultimately, like, what you've got to decide is, if you're the league, what do you want to accomplish? How much parity are you trying to create? What's the system that you want to implement? And how do we make sure that that system isn't some game of chance that doesn't feel like it's on the level? Because if you just take the lottery away, or I think my favorite solution that I've come up with so far is, let's do a lottery for the first overall pick. And we're going to flatten the odds. So if you miss the playoffs, you have, that'd be 14 teams that miss the playoffs. This is math I could have done before the show, but, you know, it's me. I forget math all the time. That's a 7.14% chance. Each team has 7.14% chance of getting the number one overall pick. And if you get the number one overall pick, congrats, you've won the lottery. And if you don't, the worst you're going to do is move down one spot. But we're not doing four, because I think this is where this thing has gone too far for me right now. The fact that the Wizards went from second to sixth is ridiculous. The Jazz went from one to five is ridiculous. The Wizards go from two to three, fine. Jazz go one to two, that's fine. The Mavs getting the number one pick is going to make me mad forever, but fine. If they get it, okay. But it just feels, and I feel like the NBA gets way too cute with this stuff way too often, with the contracts, with the second apron, with all. The league just needs to say, hey, we've done too much. Let's strip this thing down. Let's make this easier to follow for fans. And let's not start over because you're 75 years into the league, but almost 80 years into the league at this point. But we're gonna rethink how this whole thing goes to try to make it that teams are playing each day to win. And at the end of the season, if you haven't done the winning, then you got a chance to add a really good player and you try again next year. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls on what happened to the Wizards and the lottery writ large next.